the 2022 calendar year nearing its end, the Ohio men's basketball team appears to be building momentum for an exciting 2023. The Bobcats have won two in a row in three of the last four games, including a victory in arguably their best all-around performance of the season 9 days ago. Now Ohio emerges from the holiday break with one final tune-up before Mid-American Conference play begins next month. It's a Friday night in Southeast Ohio as the Bobcats square off against the Chicago State Cougars. Hi, everybody. Happy holidays, happy new year, and welcome to the Convocation Center in Athens, Ohio. Ohio enters tonight's matchup with a 7-5 overall record and will be looking to maintain their perfect home mark, going 5-0 in the convo so far this season. Chicago State comes to Athens with a 3-13 overall record, and the Cougars are still in search of their first road win this season, coming up short in all 13 of their games away from the Windy City. This is the second time that the Bobcats and Cougars have met on the hardwood. The other occasion was in the 2020-2021 season opener, the first game after the coronavirus pandemic wiped out the 2020 postseason. The Cats would roll to an 84-61 triumph in that matchup in Champaign, Illinois, part of a multi-team mini-bubble to help usher college basketball back into the sports world. That win would set the stage for a successful Ohio season, going 17-8, winning the Mid-American Conference tournament, and knocking off defending national champion Virginia in the first round of the bubbled-up March Madness in Indiana. Bobcats are in the home white jerseys, trimmed in dark green and black. Chicago State, they're wearing black jerseys with Kelly Green numbers outlined in silver. Ball's in the air, and we are underway from Athens, and Chicago State wins the opening tip, and a bounce pass inside is immediately kicked by the Bobcats defense, and that will set up the Cougars with the ball on the baseline. 3 seconds into the game, we have a stoppage in play. And now driving into the paint, posting up, losing the ball while going up was Wesley Cardet Jr., then getting his shot swatted out of bounds to Chandre Cole. As it got knocked out of bounds by A.J. Clayton, it remained Chicago State basketball, but good defense by the Bobcats inside, not allowing the Cougars into the paint. Now over to Jalen Hunter, across. A.J. Clayton, three, off the back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound, out near the foul line, finally picked up by Chicago State. And here they come in transition. Bryce Johnson, ahead of the pack, lays it up with the right hand and scores. And the Cougars get on the board first with 19:07 to go in the first half. 2-0 Chicago State in front. Now at the top of the key, three launch off the right side of the rim, no good from Bryce Johnson. And back the other way come the Bobcats. 3-on-2, lob pass inside, and a two-handed dunk by A.J. Clayton. Quick transition bucket, and Clayton throws it down to tie the game at two. And now a pickoff at midcourt, and now a breakaway layup by Jalen Hunter as he lays it up and in with the left hand, finger rolling it home. And the Bobcats now up 4-2 as they are able to get that transition game going here against the Cougars. Now on the baseline, faking is Bryce Johnson. He'll peel it out to the top of the key. Cole, shot clock down to two, down to 1 second. Corbett goes up, off balance shot, fadeaway, and he hits. A 6-foot fadeaway jumper, and it makes it a 6-4 ball game. Now moving into the front court, stopping, kicking out, wide open three, Weaver. That's off the back rim, no good. No box out inside, and getting up and in is Deshaun Corbett. He lays it up and in with the stick back. It's a 6-6 game. Jalen Hunter has the ball over at the left shoulder. Around a screen from Dwight Wilson III. Kicks it out. Miles Brown fakes the three. Now over to the right wing. A.J. Brown for three. He got it. A.J. Brown, a 46% three-point shooter on the season, averaging 11.6 points per game this year. He's able to can it from the outside. And Ohio has the lead, 9-6. Hunter drives baseline, kicks it out. Miles Brown, open three. He hits it. Miles Brown knocks it down again. He is second in the MAC in three-point shooting at 48%. And at the other end, Elijah Weaver wastes no time. He cans a triple from the right wing. It's a 12-9 score. They'll say his foot was on the line. It was a long two. So 12-8, Ohio in front, 15-20 to go. First half. Davis spins away from a double team and now gets it over to Cardet on the right side. 14 on the shot clock. Ball picked away at midcourt. Miles Brown ahead of the pack, juggling it, losing it, gets it back, lays it up and in with a reverse layup. Miles Brown. That ball was a hot potato going down the court, but Miles Brown kept his composure and laid it up and in with the right hand. It's 14-8 Bobcats. Now across the timeline, A.J. Sheldon. Sheldon drives, he'll pull up, takes the left wing jumper and knocks it down from 17 feet. Pure stroke for the freshman from Dublin, Ohio. Now with the ball on the left wing, Devon Baker seeing his first action today. Inside Wisnitzer goes up, lays it up and in with the left hand. Gabe Wisnitzer on the screen and roll. Good bounce pass inside, he makes the finish. It's 18-8 Bobcats. And now the Cats looking to improve to 6-0 at the convo this season and make it 15 consecutive non-conference home victories. You have to go all the way back to the very end of 2019 from the last time that Ohio lost a home non-conference game. Now Cardet, crossover dribble. Good lob pass inside. In between defenders, lost control of the basketball, and a steal by Ohio. Back the other way, 3-on-2. A.J. Brown, pull-up jumper, he knocks it down. A.J. Brown, the freshman from Orlando, is able to can it. And Ohio quickly with a 12-point lead, 20-8. 12:47 to go, first half. Now a bounce pass across to Sheldon. Into the corner. James, he'll launch a three. He got it. Elmore James cans it from the outside. The freshman out of Cleveland, Ohio. And the Bobcats take a 23-8 lead. Now weaving around the perimeter is Miles Brown. Brown, crossover dribble, bounce pass inside, spinning into the paint. Right-handed hook shot up and good by Dwight Wilson III. That was a pretty move inside. And the Bobcats up 25-10. Baker, number 22 in the white jersey. Around a screen. He'll take the pull-up jumper and hits. Rise and strike. That's a long two. Feet were straddling the line from Devon Baker, but the senior from Dayton, Ohio knocks it down. And Ohio up 16 now, 27-11. Now Baker will go around a screen from Wisnitzer. Stops, right elbow jumper. Too strong off the back iron, no good. Wisnitzer gets the offensive board, goes back up and scores inside. Gabe Wisnitzer, the transfer from Louisville, gets his second field goal of the game. Ohio's up 29-11. A.J. Brown will trigger it in. Slaps the orange basketball and feeds it to Hunter atop the Ohio logo at midcourt. Hunter around a double team. Now goes inside. Wide open. Wisnitzer throws it down and he draws the foul. A two-handed stuff from Gabe Wisnitzer, and he'll have the opportunity for the and-one. Weaver up the floor with speed. Hands it on for Johnson. Back to Weaver. NBA range three. And he hits. Elijah Weaver, a 36% three-point shooter, cans it from 24 feet out. And the Cougars showing life here. It's now a 31-18 game, a 5-0 run from the Cougars. At the top of the circle, Jalen Hunter inside, unguarded throwdown from Dwight Wilson III. A two-handed stuff as there is no defender within 5 feet of him. 33-18, Bobcats in front. Tardet on the right wing. Now knifes his way into the paint. Good strong move. Lays it up and in with the left hand. Wesley Cardet able to get the layup to go. 34-20. Now a handoff to A.J. Sheldon. In stride. He'll launch a three. It's off the front iron. No good. Ball batted out near midcourt. Sheldon saves it near the scorer's table. And the ball is saved momentarily. But then taken away by Ohio. Inside. Reverse dunk by Dwight Wilson III. As he was ahead of the pack and gives a little bit of a show to the fans here in attendance. 36-20, Bobcats in front. Cardet into the corner for Johnson. Now back out for Cardet on the left wing. Wesley Cardet stutter steps, drives baseline, wraps a pass around to Kachul. Turnaround, right hand hook shot, gets the friendly roll and in.
Kickle the basket.
Aral Kachul, a native of South Sudan, able to get the hook shot to go. It's now 39-22, Cats in front. Baker, the senior out of Dayton. Cross-court pass to Hunter. Old Dominion transfer. Now fires a pass to Miles Brown. Brown on the left wing. Up top, three launched, and good. A.J. Clayton knocks it down from the top of the key. And it's 42-22, Cats in front. Out of the timeout, one more free throw coming for Cardet. It's off the back rim, no good. Rebound to Clayton. Up to midcourt, Devon Baker. And he leaves it up at the horn. It's no good. The shot came after the buzzer sounded anyway. And that's going to bring us to halftime here at the Convo. Ohio shoots over 50% from the field in the opening 20 minutes. And right now they enjoy a 42-23 lead over Chicago State. So far, Bobcats have been in control in this one, shooting 52% from the field, 16 of 31. Chicago State just 8 of 30 from the floor, a 27% rate, 1 of 13 from three-point range for the Cougars. The Bobcats are 4 of 11 from beyond the arc, knocking down 36% of their attempts. After a hot start for both these teams at the foul line, they cooled off a little bit. Chicago State 6 of 9, Ohio 6 of 10, and it's a Bobcats ball as we begin the second half. Now a three from A.J. Brown. That's too strong. By an offensive board by Dwight Wilson. Wilson spins into the paint, goes up, lays it up and in with a right-handed baby hook. And Ohio back up 21, 44-23. Bobcats 5-0 at home this season. Every one of their home wins has been by double digits. As head coach Jeff Bowles, what it is about being in the Convo that makes him feel so comfortable, he said, Sometimes it's just as simple as sleeping in your own bed and shooting on your own rim. 70% foul shooter on the season is Dwight Wilson III. Ohio's leading scorer for the season, 13.5 points per game. Hits a second foul shot. He is now the first Bobcat to reach double digits. He has 10 on the night, and it's 50-23, Ohio in front. Bryce Johnson knifing in between defenders, goes up with the layup. Shot blocked away by A.J. Clayton. Offensive rebound to Sean Corbett. Gets the basket to go and draws a foul. Weak side rebound by Deshaun Corbett after the missed shot by Bryce Johnson. And Corbett's able to get the stick back, and now he'll head to the line. Into the front court. Spot up. Taking the three is Cardette. That one's off the back rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Corbett. Now sizing up a three is Weaver. Weaver rattles home a three. It's 50-28. And now the Ohio fans who are watching the Arizona Bowl on their phone are reacting to the game going on some 2,000 miles away. Great stuff going on both in Arizona and here at the Convo for the Bobcats. They win their bowl game over the Wyoming Cowboys, and right now it's Ohio in control against Chicago State, leading 50-28. Now jogging across the timeline, and now going into a sprint, little blow-by move, laying it up and in is Tristan Arnaud. Good move. The freshman out of Pembroke Pines, Florida. A blow-by layup from the right side of the paint makes it 50-30. Now driving baseline, Ben Roderick runs into a defensive wall, kicks it out. A.J. Sheldon, pull-up jumper, 17-footer, rattles it home.
A.J. Sheldon, 14.
A.J. Sheldon, 3 feet beyond the foul line, top of the key, ends up knocking it down. It's 52-30, Ohio in front. Bounce pass to the free throw line, good feet inside. Arnaud kicks it back out. Bryce Johnson for three, and he hits.
3-point basket for Bryce
Johnson. After hitting five threes against Ball State the other night, was 0-for-3 in the first half from the perimeter in this game. And now he cans that one to make it a 19-point game, 52-33. Chicago State has made their last three field goal attempts. Now driving left side, laying it up and in with the left hand is Elijah Weaver. And Weaver with those highlighter yellow sneakers, able to blow by the Ohio defense. It's now a 17-point game, 52-35. Cougars on a 12-2 run over the last 3 minutes. Now Roderick underhands it to A.J. Sheldon. Sheldon around a Wisnitzer screen. Cross court to A.J. Brown. Brown slicing in between defenders, lays it up and in with the left hand. High banker off the glass. Good move by A.J. Brown, and he scores to make it a 19-point game, 54-35. Firing a pass inside. Cardette feeds Pierce, and the shot is blocked away. Ohio now into the front court, up ahead, laying it up, and two-handed stuff is A.J. Brown. Brown stretched out as far as he could go and just guided the ball through the hoop. 56-35, Bobcats in front. 12:07 to go in the second half. Johnson drives in, dishes out. Three launched, it's off the back rim, no good. Rebound yanked down by A.J. Clayton. Good, strong rebound there by Clayton. Back the other way come the Cats. Clayton on the right wing. He'll spot up. He'll take the three and hits. A.J. Clayton holds three fingers up to the sky as he runs back on defense, and the Bobcats hold a 59-35 lead. Good transition triple from Clayton. After a 12-2 run by Chicago State, Ohio answers with a 7-0 burst of their own. A.J. Clayton on the left wing. Up top to A.J. Brown. Brown driving left side of the paint. Goes up. Off-balance shot. No good. It's an air ball. And the rebound pulled away by Chicago State. Back the other way come the Cougars. Cardette driving right side, lays it up, scores a basket, and draws a foul. Second foul shot from Roderick. That one's good. Ohio back up by 25. Too shy of their largest lead of the game. 64-39. Now driving right side of the paint. Elijah Weaver lays it up and scores. And a quick timeout called by Gerald Gillian after that made basket. Cats shooting 48% from the field so far tonight. They've cooled off a little bit in the second half. They're just 5 of 13 from the floor since halftime. Gabe Wisnitzer back to the basket. Hands it back for Miles Brown. Brown a step back. Now kicks it into the corner. Jalen Hunter, open three. He got it. Jalen Hunter right in front of the Bobcat bench. Makes it 67-41. Bobcats lead with 7:45 to go. Bobcats well in control of this game. Cats have three players in double figures. A.J. Clayton and A.J. Brown each have 13 points. Dwight Wilson III has 10 points. Every player who has stepped onto the floor for the Cats has scored tonight, as they have gone with a 10-man rotation. And Jeff Bowles' squad has gotten the job done. Inbound pass, tipped away and stolen away by Ohio. Miles Brown with the steal. Brown into the front court, driving, lost control of the basketball, and a block by Corbett. Now into the front court. Elijah Weaver ahead of the pack, goes up and throws it down with a right-handed stuff. 67-44, Weaver missed the dunk in that same fashion earlier. This time he's able to throw it down. Now Baker, back to Sheldon. Sheldon sizes up the Chicago State defense, left-handed pass. Now into the corner. Miles Brown, open three. He got it. Miles Brown. That is his third three-pointer of the game. He is 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. 70-44, Ohio in front. Now the Cougars will once again show some defensive pressure. Ohio able to easily break it. Cross-court pass to A.J. Clayton. Bounce pass inside. Dwight Wilson goes up strong, lays it up, and scores with the right hand. Wilson thought about the dunk, saw a Chicago State player closing defensively, went the conservative and safe route, and banked it up off the glass and in for two. 72-45, this matches Ohio's biggest lead of the day. Wisnitzer fakes a pass inside, now underhands it back to Sheldon, who saves it inbounds along the near sideline and gets it over to Wisnitzer. Now Elmore James. James driving, pull-up jumper. Just inside the free throw line, knocks it down on top of the MAC logo. Little fadeaway from Elmore James. Biggest lead of the night for the Cats, 74-45. Now a baseline drive, kicking into the corner. Davis open three, that's short off the front rim. Battled for, tipped into the air, offensive rebound, Chicago State. They get the putback to go, and they draw a foul. DeShondre Cole draws contact, and he'll get a chance for a three-point play. Bobcat fans doing stand-up and cheer with 3:19 to go in the second half. Ohio with a 74-47 lead over Chicago State. Back the other way comes Chicago State. Driving in, left side of the paint, laying it up and getting the teardrop to go is Elijah Weaver. That got a friendly roll off the back of the rim and through. 74-50, Ohio in front, 2:40 remaining. Robert Pierce into the front court. Pierce right side of the lane. Now searching for a pass. And he kicks it out to Arnaud. Arnaud drives, dishes, left wing three, up and good. Jashawn Corbett able to knock it down. And it's now a 19-point game, 74-55, 10-0 run by Chicago State in the waning moments. Now Chicago State into the front court. Bryce Johnson fakes a three. Now goes inside to DeShondre Cole underneath the basket. Reverse layup up and good with the right hand. Hadaway was a second team All-State performer in high school at Lafayette High School in Georgia. Second free throw rattles home. It's now 76-57. Bobcats in front. Under 30 seconds to go. Bobcats just below their season average of 77.6 points per game. And now Ohio just content to dribble it out. Down to the final 10 seconds here in Athens. The fans at the Convo rise to their feet as Ohio notches its 15th consecutive non-conference home victory, stretching back over the last 3 years. Ohio wins 76-59 over Chicago State. Bobcats improve to 8-5 on the season. They close out non-conference play. They'll begin Mid-American Conference action next Tuesday at Buffalo. Chicago State drops to 3-14 on the season. They are now 0-14 on the road. And they have dropped 19 consecutive road games dating back to January of 2022.